And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Humboldt Happenings, with Humboldt Unified School District Superintendent Dan Streeter.
And here we are. It is the first Tuesday of the month, and that means that it is Humboldt Happenings with Superintendent Dan Streeter, and I am Dan Streeter, and it is our monthly focus on all things HUSD. We have a great show lined up for you today. It's the summer months. Things are still busy and hectic. We are going to hear from our Family and Community Outreach Coordinator, Kelly Lee. We're going to hear from a couple of our students who have been involved in different summer programs, and we're going to hear from one of our business partners, Mr. Tim Brown, from MI Windows and Door. We're going to take a short break. You are listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more towards your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings, like $45 off 5-gallon pails and $15 off gallon cans via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. And get up to 40% off select appliance special values, like a Whirlpool refrigerator was $13.99 and is now just $9.99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10, U.S. only.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome to Humboldt Happenings with Superintendent Dan Streeter. It is Tuesday, July 2nd. It's our first Tuesday. We are talking all things Humboldt Unified this afternoon. As I mentioned going into the break, we have a great show lined up. It's the summer months. I think a lot of times we think that that's the slow time in the school district, and I have a few people with me this afternoon that may have something different to say about that. Joining me right now, I have Kelly Lee. Kelly is our Family and Community Engagement Coordinator. Kelly, first of all, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And it's the dead of summer, right? There's nothing going on.
There's a lot going on.
So, Family and Community Engagement Coordinator, let's start. I want to talk a little bit about what is happening this summer. What are some of the things that you've been working on through June and now heading into July?
Sure. So before school even ended, I was already planning with a few of our community partners on our annual back to school drive, which requires donations and requires us working with other community partners to gather school supply donations, backpack donations. We're even including teacher supply drive this year, and our partners at Firefighter Angels have partnered with us the last 2 years and grown this program to where it is today, and we're going to be even bigger next year. We already have plans for that. So we have a Stuff the Bus event that's usually held at Stone Ridge, but we're moving it because we now have partnered with AZTV7 and Walmart. And so on July 13th, from 10 to 3 at the Walmart on Glassford and the Walmart on Gail Gardner, they are going to do Stuff the Bus events where folks can go into Walmart, purchase school supplies, donate them right there to our buses, and they will be brought back to Firefighter Angel Warehouse, where we have almost 20 to 25 volunteers that will stuff backpacks, which leads to our next event, which is our back-to-school resource and wellness fair that we are having at the district office on August 1st from 12 to 3. And I have partnered this year with our food nutrition department. So Rebecca Kraxberger and I have gathered some community agencies that want to be a part of it. And this is the big event where we hand out the backpacks to our community families.
Yeah, so a couple of big events coming up later in the summer. Although Stuff the Bus is July 13th is really right around the corner.
That's next Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to come right out of the 4th of July weekend, and right. And we're coming up on Stuff the Bus. Now, I'm going to come back to these events here in a couple of minutes, but I want to talk a little bit about Family and Community Engagement Coordinator. I don't know that everybody's familiar with what that role is in a school district. It's not unique to Humboldt Unified. This is school districts around the state have this position. But talk a little bit about what does the Family and Community Engagement Coordinator do in a school district? What do you do for Humboldt?
So I wear many hats, like a lot of people. I take community agencies that are wanting to partner with our schools and with our district, and I find them a match, or I find them a good fit. We come up with these community programs that we have, like our back to school drive, where they come to me saying, how can we help? And I kind of guide them in a direction that would be most beneficial. I also, if somebody needs a resource at a school, I will connect them with a community agency. We've partnered with Matt Force and the Yavapai County health educators to bring them into our schools for specific needs. If there is an event happening in our community, I'm the one that will get that out to our schools and our students and our families. I run our Facebook pages and our website, so I have full control over all of the messaging that goes out, and just get the information out to our community because they want to know what's happening in our schools. They want to know the good things that our students are doing, and to share with them what's going on.
Yeah, a big part of public relations. I mean, all of our social media platforms, obviously Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, not just the district website, but all the websites for
all
the schools.
And
we've talked about some of the community engagement. Really, I think one of the big projects has been the Adopt a School program, where each of our schools have been adopted by a local business and a local church. Talk a little bit about how that's gone and where we stand with those adoptions.
Well, our churches are a huge part of our schools. All of our schools have a church adopter. They go in and just meet the needs of the schools. It's different for every school. Some of them will come in and volunteer. Some of them will do Read Across America and read to our kids. They'll do a campus project where they'll paint or help with those needs, or they'll just love on our teachers and do an appreciation lunch. Then with our businesses, same thing. If they have a service that they can provide to the schools, whether it be a restaurant or just capacity, just their employees want to help, then they'll bring their employees over to the schools and they'll work with the schools on a project.
Yeah, that's really been, it's been exciting for us to have each of our schools adopted by both a business and a church. I know we meet with our church leaders monthly and share what's going on in around the community, what's going on in our schools, when we get into food drives and clothing drives.
Yes.
I will say our churches get a little competitive.
Yes, they do.
Some of those things. We got to keep an eye out on some of those. It's really a great service of you bringing those community connections to us. But there's also another component to your position with the family coordinator and our parent education piece. Talk a little bit about the different parent education opportunities that you oversee for the school district.
Okay. So we offer parenting education workshops on a monthly or quarterly basis. Some of the programs we've brought in is a trauma one class, and it's grown now to a trauma two class because so many people are interested in how it works and how it affects their students or their foster kids or how it can benefit their families. So we've brought that in. If there's a topic like vaping, we thought it was important for our parents to hear about that topic, and so we brought in Matt Forrest to come and talk to our parents about vaping. So if there's, you know, something in the community that we feel is important for our families to know about, we'll bring that topic to them. We'll figure out some way to bring a speaker or somebody, a professional, to our school district for them to hear about this information.
Yeah, I think what's kind of nice is that we have those regularly scheduled groups, our grandparents raising their grandchildren,
right,
and those groups in place. But then as current events come up in the community, it's really been your responsiveness to that's allowed us to continue to connect with our parents.
Yes.
So if I'm a parent at home or I'm a community member at home and I'm interested in finding out more information on the education opportunities, the parent education classes, where would I find that information?
So we're going to gear up starting in September, and we're going to start offering our parenting ed classes. They can find the calendar on our website at HumboldtUnified.com under family calendar tab, and then we also post those when we have them scheduled on our Facebook page as well. So it's on our Humboldt District Facebook page.
Yeah, so both social media and the website,
yes,
great places to go, www.humboldtunified.com. We talked a little bit about Stuff the Bus. We talked about the Wellness Fair. We also have another, a new event coming this fall. It's the Cafe. Talk a little bit about what the Cafe is and where this evolved from and what this is going to look like.
Okay, so Cafe stands for Community and Family Engagement, and it was, it's an amazing project that happens at Washington Elementary School District, and we took a trip down there, to kind of get a feel for, what they do and why they do it. And it really brings together, sitting at each table is the school, the principal, maybe parents, PTO, members. We have a business partner, church partner, maybe some civic leaders, town council members, and they sit at a table and decide, how can we help each other out? What are the needs? How can we meet the needs of our kids? How can we help support our families? And so we're going to do a brainstorm session cafe in October and invite our community to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. We've, as the community school district, we've taken these great strides to really find unique and creative ways to bring the community into our schools. I think this is one more. I commend you on bringing this to Prescott Valley and Dewey Humboldt. I think this is going to be a great evening. Really looking forward to it. So that'll be coming up in October. We'll obviously get that information out and be sharing that, with our community. So we're getting close to kind of the end of the segment. So I want to go back quickly. I want to revisit. We have Stuff the Bus July 13th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's at Walmart. It's the Glassford Hill location and the Gale Gardner location.
Right.
We also have the, back to school resource and wellness fair, and that's August 1st from noon to 3 at the district office. And if anybody wanted to donate supplies, what where would they donate those supplies to?
If they can't make the event on July 13th, they can give me a call at the district office at 928-759-5109, and we can set up a time for them. They can bring it to the Family Resource Center. We can figure out a way to pick up donations. We go to all the churches at the end of the month for their donation drives, and we pick up all the donations from them, and we bring them back to the warehouse.
That's great. And let's, if you wouldn't mind, we have several community partners that have already been a part of really this back to school resource and wellness fair. Can you talk a little bit about, quickly here, some of the vendors that we have?
Sure. We have the Yavapai County Community Health instructors that are going to be coming, and they're going to have bicycles that make smoothies, so you're going to have to ride a bike to make a smoothie. We have Boys and Girls Club, Boys to Men, Girl Scouts. We have our Hungry Kids program will be there. Our family resource specialist will be there, Helene, to welcome our families. We have some dentists, local dentists. The Sons may make an appearance with buckets, yes. And the library, Sprouts, just a lot of community agencies that want to welcome our families and show them what they have to offer.
So it's going to be a great, great event. I'm looking forward to it. Kelly, I want to thank you for being on the radio with me today.
Yes.
Kelly is, you typically the face of the Humboldt Unified School District.
Behind the scenes face.
Sometimes behind the scenes. Sometimes we send you out to maybe put our best foot forward.
Yes.
So. But Kelly, thanks for being on today's show. I'm going to bring you back for our final segment when we bring Tim Brown in. But we are going to take a short break now. You are listening to Talk of the Town Prescott Valley on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
For a limited time, try Babbel for as low as $3.50 a month and get a whole year of unlimited access. That's BABBEL.com and select your language.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back to Humboldt Happenings with Dan Streeter. We are doing all things Humboldt Unified, and I have two very special guests in studio with me right now. I am welcoming Rachel Supergan and Alexis Lee. Ladies, welcome to the radio show.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
This is neat. We have students in studio. It's summer vacation. You guys have taken a complete break from school. Not so much, it doesn't look like. You are both involved in some summer programs this summer, and I want to hear all about these. These are two programs that have been involved with Humboldt Unified for a few years. But I want to hear, you guys have had two different experiences so far this summer. Alexis, let's start with you. Tell me where you just spent a couple of weeks.
I spent a few weeks at the downtown campus of ASU for Barrett. It's called Barrett Summer Scholars. Pretty much we spent 2 weeks. I stayed in the dorms, and we went to classes. We took the Barrett class called Human Event, which is a lot like a English class, and then you had an elective. My elective was journalism, and there was also nursing, healthcare, and communications.
Okay, so 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Straight through downtown campus ASU, and now the Barrett Summer Scholars Program. We've been doing this for a few years in Humboldt. This was not your first time doing Barrett
yeah.
Summer Scholars.
You can go as a 7th grader, 8th grader, and 9th grader, or going into those grades, and I've done it all 3 years.
So, and this is kind of, you're in a studio. This isn't your first studio this summer. You did a little bit of radio work as part of your journalism class. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, for my journalism class, we shot a news show. We did a radio talk show, and we made our own documentary, I guess.
So pretty cool, pretty cool experience.
Yeah.
Rachel, let's talk a little bit about your experience. A little bit different, not down at ASU, but certainly you were on a learning expedition itself. Where have you been?
I spent 2.5 weeks in Seitz, Germany, as part of the foreign exchange program that we do with the high school. So we go down there for 2 weeks, and we live with a host family, and they do everything for us. So we follow their everyday lives. They pay for our food, our trips, and you do everything with them, and so it's a really cool experience.
Yeah, sounds like a great experience. So 2.5 weeks, Seitz, Germany, and you also probably got to do a little bit of sightseeing around Germany. Can you talk a little bit about the different sites you guys got?
Oh, yeah. So everything's super close together in Germany. So the farthest we had to drive was Dresden, and that was only 2 hours. We went to Leipzig, which is 40 minutes away. And, yeah, the towns are super close, and they're all super historic and old, and it's really cool.
It's a whole different historic perspective, isn't it?
Yes,
those
very.
Buildings are. We think of the courthouse as being old. Courthouse would not be considered old in Europe.
Not at all. Like, the high school I went to was over 100 years old.
Yeah, and so you guys, you stayed with a host family and high school age student with that host family.
Yes.
And you guys got to see what their school looked like as well.
Yes, it was vastly different from our schools. They are on a block schedule. So their class periods are 90 minutes long. And they only go to 3 or 4 classes a day, and they don't go to the same classes every day. And they have long breaks in between each class period. So we'd have a 90-minute class and then a 30-minute break, another class, and then a 40-minute break. And during these breaks, they could leave the campus. They were allowed to go to the supermarket, which was a 10-minute walk away. They could go wherever they wanted. And another thing that was very different was the teachers moved classrooms. They did not stay in the same classroom. They shifted every day. It was a different classroom with a different teacher.
Yeah, neat experience, I'm sure. Talk a little bit about the students there. I mean, school is a little bit different, but the knowledge of foreign language. The students there obviously speak more than one language. They speak more than just German. Talk a little bit about that experience.
It's super cool. They're very invested in their foreign language programs because everyone knows English. All the teenagers, they start taking English in like third grade and they do it all the way up through high school. And so not only do they take English and they know German, but then in high school they have to take another foreign language and they have Russian and Latin and Spanish and French. They have a whole bunch of foreign languages and it's super cool.
It is a neat experience. I was just over in Germany with my own son, and we were with a host family and a young lady who was also going to be a junior in high school. She spoke English, German, and French, which I think made Colin feel a little bit inadequate with how he's been doing in his Spanish classes. Maybe he needs to step it up a notch.
Yeah.
Maybe try to get to 1.5 languages. I'm not so sure that English has been mastered in my household.
Oh, same here. But, yeah, they care about their foreign languages, and they study them intensely. And it made me feel inadequate, too, because I could not communicate.
No, it's a neat experience, though. And to see just those different cultures, I think, what an awesome opportunity for you. Alexis, I want to go back to you. I want to talk ASU. You're at the downtown campus, and this is your third year. So talk a little bit about the other campuses that you've had the opportunity to stay at during your times doing the Barrett Summer Scholars Program.
I think this campus was definitely the busiest since, you know, it's not just ASU. There's actual roads and with, you know, people and other colleges that are on campus. So it was definitely the busiest campus that I've been to, but it was probably my favorite because it had the most, had the most stuff around it. We would walk by restaurants and gyms, and there was a Y, and it was pretty cool.
So, you took the human event, which is a required class for all students that actually go into the Barrett Honors College, and then you took journalism. Mm-hmm. What is something that was maybe unique that you learned in the human event class?
I definitely learned how to form arguments better because that's what we would usually do every day. We would read a story, and then we would be split up into groups, or we would look at characters, and we would be that character, and we would argue for that character with other people from the class. So that was really fun.
Kind of a neat thing. Now your class, you took just two classes?
Yeah,
for those
just
2 weeks.
Classes.
And how long were those classes?
Those classes, I think they were about 2.5 hours long.
Okay, so it took up most of your mornings. And then how did you fill your times in the afternoons?
Well, we would start off, most of our food breaks were 45 minutes. So we would go to breakfast at 7:30, and then we would be at class at 8:15, and then we would get out of class at 11:15. And then go to lunch, and then come back to our elective class, and then we would go to dinner. And then after that, we would do activities like scavenger hunts. We went to the gym a lot. We went to the pool one day, so that was really fun.
Kind of a neat, get you excited for college a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point. I think ASU does a good job of trying to give kids the college experience and give them that exposure. Rachel, I'm going to bounce back to you. Obviously a neat experience. What advice would you give to kids coming into Bradshaw Mountain, this incoming freshman class with regards to these summer opportunities?
Take advantage of every opportunity you get. Germany, being able to go and see Germany from that perspective, not just a tourist, it was amazing. And it's something you definitely need to do because it's not going to happen all the time.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. I think not just the summer opportunities, anything that's offered on campus. I happen to be sitting in studio with two young ladies that are very involved on the campus. Rachel, you're I got to see you at State for tennis. You guys had a heck of a match. What are some of the activities that you're involved with at Bradshaw Mountain?
So I do basketball and tennis, and I'm also in drama. And so I do the play in the fall, and I love it. I love acting, and I love sports, and I love to be involved.
I think your advice to take advantage of opportunities, I think you're living proof of that. So good for you.
Thank you.
And Alexis, you're equally busy. You are an athlete in your own right.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the different things that you've been involved with at the high school.
Well, I play volleyball and soccer, and I also am part of the Interact Club and the NHS Club.
Okay, excellent. So congratulations to both of you for being so involved. Congratulations to both of you for taking advantage of these opportunities in the summer. I think it's a great opportunity really for all of our students, and I hope that both of you will continue to look for these opportunities. Certainly working with your school counselors, they can start to expose you to some of the other options that are out there. So most importantly, thanks for joining me on the radio show today.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So what's 10 seconds or less, what are we doing the rest of the summer, Rachel?
I have a drama leadership camp next week.
Okay, so we're not resting. It's right back to work. Alexis, 10 seconds or less, what are we doing?
I have a volleyball camp next week.
So nothing. You guys are just full go, 100%. Wow. I'm worn out just talking to you. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
This July comes a giveaway so epic, it requires an epic movie trailer announcer to explain it. Let's be clear, though, it's not a movie. With the Arizona Lottery's Beat the Heat giveaway, enter eligible tickets into weekly drawings for a chance to win $1,000 times the highest weekly temperature. A high temp of 110 could put $110,000 in your pocket. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Again, epic giveaway, not a movie.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Nothing spoils a good time like having your RV breaking down. Sun Valley Diesel will keep you right on pushing with their diesel oil change. Up to 12 quarts with filter for just $69.95. Look for money-saving coupons in your mailbox and make an appointment today. Sun Valley Diesel, complete truck service on Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Veteran-owned and operated by Don Otto, who says, "We take care of our neighbors. We just happen to fix vehicles for a living." Sun Valley Diesel.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. With the 4th of July nearly upon us, AAA is projecting nearly 49 million Americans will travel over the holiday weekend.
There are a lot of Arizonans who will be hitting the road over the next few days.
We're showing that more than 940,000 Arizonans are projected to travel this week.
Michelle Donati with AAA Arizona says more than 100,000 Arizonans are also expected to fly for the holiday. That's the most since 2007. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The Dewey-Humboldt Town Council will discuss new business and peddlers' occupational licenses.
Councilwoman Karen Brooks has requested discussion on these items during the council meeting at 6:30 tonight. Brooks would like to see a business license in order to track sales tax paid by businesses. She would also like to see a peddler's license to see which peddlers are in the area, what they're selling, and if they are paying sales tax. The discussion will take place at Town Hall on Highway 69. Also on the agenda is a report on a larger building for Town Hall and a presentation by an Arizona Department of Environmental Quality representative. The Dewey-Humboldt Town Council will also meet in a closed session to discuss the town attorney appointment process. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny, windy, very warm, extreme fire danger conditions all week long, cooling after bedtime tonight to about 59. With clear skies in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, highs tomorrow through Friday around 87. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 64, then up to the breezy upper 90s tomorrow through Friday. This KQ&A News and Weather is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Prescott Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And welcome back, Humboldt Happenings. This is Dan Streeter, proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. Thank you for joining us. It's been a great show so far. Kelly is back in studio.
Hi.
So thanks for coming back.
You're welcome.
I wasn't sure if that was going to happen. You're a flight risk, you know.
Gladly.
but we are going to talk. We're going to go back to some of our community outreach and some of our business partners. And joining us in studio right now is Tim Brown from MI Windows and Doors. Tim, thanks for being on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
And more importantly, thanks for being such an integral part of our school district.
It's our pleasure.
So Tim, tell us a little bit about MI Windows and Doors.
MI Windows and Doors is a window manufacturer, and we've been in business since 1947. couple of years ago recently, we started to the MI Windows and Doors Foundation. And we just wanted to give back to the community. I mean, the community that we live in, we have a charity on a national level, but also what I'm involved in is here on the local level. And we just look for ways to give back, and how can we help out the community that we, you know, love and support and supports us so generously.
Yeah, and thank you for that. I think it really speaks volumes to our community that with the community school district in place, we have these businesses in town that are looking for ways to connect, and we certainly appreciate you reaching out and being a part of our educational community. Now, Kelly, you're really a big part of your job is bringing these partnerships together. So talk a little bit about really the pathway that brought MI Windows and Doors to the district.
Okay. I think Tim actually contacted me first.
I did.
He reached out and said, hey, we want to help your Family Resource Center. What can we do? We came up with some ideas. I think we had the coat drive first.
We did the coat drive first, and I believe we've done a sock drive, another coat drive, and we are on our second back to school drive.
Yes, so they started out with coat drive that I think they collected 300 coats.
I believe so. It was a lot of coats.
Yes, that's
so
it.
Their employees and their staff got together. They did a coat drive. They bring them to the Family Resource Center. We are open for our families to come in and take what they need, especially when it starts to get cold and people are, you know, running out of clothes for their kids. They've outgrown stuff from the previous year. And then he came back. They did a sock drive, and we had more socks than you knew what to do with. But guess what? We're down socks now, and
right,
they're all gone, and we've gotten them pushed out to the kids who need them. And then he calls and says, hey, we want to do this. Okay. They make it happen, however they make it happen, and they bring us what we need. I think the school supplies was amazing last year. We had about $10,000 worth of school supplies donated.
That's incredible.
And we pushed those out to our families and our teachers and within our school district. So thank you.
No problem.
And this has evolved from into the adoption of Bradshaw Mountain Middle School by MI Windows and Doors. So Tim, why Bradshaw Mountain Middle School? What draw you to that particular school?
When we first heard about the opportunity to adopt a school, I think it was a little later in the year, and there was only a couple of schools left. And, you know, we weren't picky. We just were like, hey, we want to help in any way we can. So Bradshaw Mountain Middle School was a choice, and that's what we jumped on board with. And we contacted them and said, hey, what do you need? And they had a ton of ideas and things and projects that they wanted to do. So we actually just decided just to give them one lump sum of money, and they could decide what they wanted to do with it and whatever way they felt comfortable doing it.
And that's really what the adoption is about. It looks different for every business. It looks different for each school. It can manifest itself in different ways. And so whether it's through donations, whether it's a monetary donation, whether it's a lunch, whatever the case may be, it's really unique to the relationship between the school and the business.
Right. Usually the principal will meet with the business partner, and they kind of work out some projects, some ideas, what the business capacity is, how many employees they have. You know, you have a foundation, you know, established, so that helps in and of itself as a charitable organization. And each school is different with the needs. And I think one of the projects that MI was able to fund was helping the robotics team.
Yes, they were able to get all of the contestants entered, as well as all of the robotics that they needed. And they seemed really, really happy with that. And we were happy to do it. And that was just one of the things that, you know, they've had come up. One of the other things was they had a grant program for each teacher where they give a certain amount of money every month to each teacher, and they could do fun things and plan fun activities just around that small grant money, and that was something that they were able to help out with as well.
Yeah, that's great. And kudos to you for being a part of that. Now, Bradshaw Mountain Middle School, you know, there were a couple of choices, and you weren't really picky, but it does work well that you've adopted Bradshaw Mountain Middle School. You're
yes.
a parent in the district.
I am a parent in the district.
Let's talk about this.
It was a big coincidence. I didn't plan it out. Once we adopted Bradshaw Mountain Middle School and my oldest daughter going into middle school, it just happened that we were in that district. And I said, well, that's great. You know, you're going to be going there, and we actually sponsor that school. So it feels good to be able to give back because, you know, the kids at school, I remember growing up and not having certain things, and it's good for companies to get involved like this and give the kids what may not be in the budget or what they feel like they can't have, and to be able to give them the extras that they deserve. Because they really are, you know, the leaders of our future.
Yeah, you know, I think that's an important point, just providing those opportunities for kids so they don't miss out on something. But I think equally important to that is for kids to see business leaders in the community taking an active interest in them. And I think that not just means something to a student seeing that an adult cares about them, but it also sets up as a role model. Knowing that someday when I am the adult, it is my responsibility to give back to my community. So I think it's really a twofold opportunity there, and I think that certainly yourself and MI Windows and Doors have been a big part of that. So
right, and just not on the responsibility level. I mean, it actually feels good to do this, and we do a ton of things in the community. That just being one of them, but we do it just for the fulfillment. It's The foundation is just a bunch of people who are volunteers who choose to do this on their own time, you know, and we get a sense of fulfillment out of it, and it makes us feel good, and we're very thankful to MI Windows and Doors for the opportunity to be able to do this.
I think it lends itself as an employer, too. I think as right. People are looking for companies in the area that they want to be a part of, I think finding employers that are actively involved is something that people look for.
And I think it actually elevates as a parent, as a district parent, you get to know more about what's going on in your schools and how that grant money is being used. And you elevated that robotics team from just being a club to actually being able to compete. And so it's going to be neat next year when you're at the school and you're helping at the school, but then you're also a parent at the school. So you're just that much more involved.
Absolutely. It's a great feeling to be able to walk into the school and not gloat about it, but you feel good about saying, I helped make that happen.
Yeah,
you know, I think a lot is made of what's happening with budgets, right? And school finance and school funding, and certainly Humboldt is not immune to that. We have significant struggles up here. We are actually in per pupil revenues, we're in the fifth percentile in the state of Arizona. That's 95% of the school districts in Arizona are getting more dollars per student than we get. But we're also making tremendous strides student achievement-wise, and I think it's not a coincidence that we're sitting here with Tim talking about contributions to Bradshaw Mountain Middle School, which is a school that made some of the largest gains in this area just this last school year, and I think that's because of and a direct result of the support from the community for that. So we thank you for that as well.
Oh, we're extremely happy to do it, and it's good to hear that it made such a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And great opportunities. In fact, I was just meeting with Embry-Riddle today, and we were talking about partnerships, and the concept of robotics came up, and I said, you know, I have a middle school that has been doing some things with robotics, and if we can continue to grow that, I think we have a pipeline there. So exciting things happening there. Kelly, if I'm a business owner or if I work for a business that's looking to give back to the community and I want to learn more about adopting a school, what do I need to do?
Please contact me. They can call me at the district office at 928-759-5109, and we can talk about the different schools and the projects and ideas that we have for each school. They don't have to adopt just one. They can adopt a couple, and we can come up with some creative ways for them to be involved in the schools and to help the students and the staff.
And Tim, if somebody wants to get a hold of MI Windows and Doors, how do they get a hold of you guys?
We're right here in Prescott Valley, right in the community. You can go to miwindowsanddoors.com, or you can contact us. The number is 928-772-7000.
Awesome. Excellent. Well, it's really exciting what's happening. We appreciate the partnership. It's the adoption of Bradshaw Mountain Middle School, but even bigger than that, what you've done for really the entire district through the work with the Family Resource Center. And we know that you have a student going to Bradshaw Mountain Middle. You also have a daughter at Coyote Springs.
I do.
And she's going into what grade next?
She's going to be in third grade.
Going into third grade. So exciting times in the Brown household, too, of
Definitely.
Course.
Definitely.
So, Tim, thanks. I appreciate you joining us. Appreciate the work that you've done. Kelly, thank you for bringing these groups together. And we talked a little bit about, and I'm going to give you about 20 seconds here, we talked about the cafe concept.
Yes.
But I think this segment really speaks to that cafe concept. Share a little bit about that one more time for our listeners.
So when we hold our cafe in October, we're going to have, you know, folks like Tim sitting at the table with his school and his principal and community members to share what they've done already and what they have planned to do in the future and how they can all work together. And he'll get introduced to the church partner that they have. And so they can all be sitting at the same table talking about some goals on future projects that they can all work on together.
So we certainly invite the community to inquire about that opportunity. It's in October. We have some time, but we are looking for people like Tim Brown, companies like MI Windows and Doors that want to continue to be a part of our educational community. It's one of the exciting things about being in Prescott Valley is how we can all come together and do what's best for our kids. So Kelly, Tim, thank you again. Appreciate you both very much. And with that, we are going to take a break. You are listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. Hey, me,
what you want to do.
It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District, Dan Streeter.
And thank you for joining us on another great edition of Humboldt Happenings with Superintendent Dan Streeter. This was our monthly focus on all things HUSD, and we are here the first Tuesday of every month. A couple of great guests. It's always fun to hear from the kids. I think that's a highlight. Big dates coming up. We talked about the July 13th Stuff the Bus event at Walmart, Glassford Hill Road and Gail Gardner Way. We have the Back to School Resource and Wellness Fair taking place on August 1st. That's from noon to 3 p.m. at the Humboldt Unified School District, district offices. And while we're at it, it's July. We're bringing new teachers back on July 15th. We'll be welcoming some new folks to the community. We will be bringing all of our teachers back on July 31st. And take a deep breath. The first day of school is on August 5th. I know our parents are starting to do their happy dance, and our teachers are starting to hide underneath their desks about this time of year. But no, we certainly enjoy having you, with us as we share all things Humboldt. I look forward to getting back with you next time. Again, this is Dan Streeter, the proud superintendent of the Humboldt Unified School District. And as we sign out, I would encourage you go to pvaz.net. You can find the open gym hours. If you're looking for some air conditioning, you can get over to the high school and, shoot some hoops. Until next time, have a great and wonderful Happy 4th of July, and we'll see you in August.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.